Here we go. Took a little while, but it came on. Okay. Oh, I forgot something. So I have high hopes that you're going to sit here and do very well while I'm gone. Be right back. Okay. Thank you for doing so well. All right. That's a jar. And it is decaf. Okay, so where are my notes? In Matthew chapter 8, okay, in Matthew chapter 8, there was a lot of people that followed Jesus from where he was. So I'm just kind of starting at that point. And as those people were following him, a leper came. Does everybody know what a leper is? Yes, or does anybody not know what a leper is? A leper, it's not everybody shaking their head. So a leper is somebody who has leprosy. You know, it might be on their hands or their feet or their face, nose. It could be anywhere. It's a skin disease. Well, I'll call it a skin disease. It's a bacteria that kills nerves and other, it does other things to that. But I guess the point that I always remember is that if a person has leprosy on their hand, they get these bumps and different things on their hand, and it's going to kill the nerves. And in the Bible times, the person will eventually die. It'll take a while. They could lose their hand, or they will eventually lose their hand if they have leprosy, and they can get infections, and it's just awful. And the strange thing is, you can get leprosy, you know, by touching it, but you also get it through the air, through people breathing, you know. So I found that kind of interesting, that you can get leprosy a few different ways from somebody who has it. But this man came to Jesus and he asked Jesus to heal him. Does anybody know what he... You okay there? You might want to put it in your pocket if he's going to grab it. Nope, in your pocket. Thank you. Does anybody know what Jesus did for the man that was a leper? No. He healed him. Jesus touched him. And he made him clean. He healed him. I think that's great, because it helps me understand what Jesus wants to do for people. Not only did he heal him, but Jesus touched him to heal him. Remember the leper? One way that you can get leprosy is by touching the bad area, or if you're too close. You can get it by breathing the air that the leper breathes out. It's in the air. Being clean is what Jesus did for the leper. He healed him. He made him clean. And being clean is wonderful. Being clean and being made whole physically is very helpful to do the work that the Lord has for us. But there's something that's more important than to being clean or being made whole physically, and that's our soul. And we want to have our souls clean and to be made whole. And Jesus can do that for us. I have with me today a couple of pennies. Look at it. 4 pennies. So let me look at the penny and pass it down. And then you can look at the penny on this side and pass it down that way. Is there that penny, does it look like this? Not exactly. Does that penny look like this one? Not exactly. I mean, we all know that they're both pennies, but they look a little different. This penny here was minted in 2015, which was just a few years ago as far as pennies go. And those other pennies that you're passing just to look at was minted like in 69 and 74, if I remember right. It's a long time ago. I don't think any of you were born in 1969 or 1974. There's actually quite a few people here that weren't born in 1969 or 1974. Yep, we want to keep passing it that way. Nope, wrong way. Yep, thank you. And so the reason I wanted to tell you the dates of the pennies is because those two pennies that you're passing on back to me here now, they've been around a long time and they got dirty. Okay? This one hasn't been around so long and probably hasn't gone so far and it's clean. But this is kind of what happens when we walk around. Oh, I forgot to show Josiah here.
What's your penny?
See the penny? This is a dirty penny. Those are two dirty pennies. And this is a cleaner penny. Right there, that's a cleaner one. So that's what happens when we walk around this earth here is our soul can get dirty. And it gets dirty because we sin. But just as Jesus healed the leper, he can also heal our soul. Now, I'm going to put these pennies in here to kind of show that what we can look like while we're dirty here walking around the earth. Never try to get my finger in there. I think I can get it. We can walk around and we can sin and we can do poor things. But when we go to Jesus and ask him to heal us, he can make us clean again. Now, I got to wipe this off so it doesn't get all dirty. Oh, see, this one didn't get quite so clean. So we're going to stick it back in there. But now look at that penny that was nice and dirty. And now look at it. Doesn't that look a lot better? Doesn't that look a lot better? You go ahead and pass it down. Let me just wipe it off here. Go ahead and pass it down so everybody can see that penny. These are the penny. This is the penny that I showed you the first time. See that? That's the penny. Doesn't it look a little closer to that penny that's being passed down? It's a lot better than like this one. I didn't clean. It wasn't quite as dirty. And so this one is a lot closer to the one that went in that jar to show us how nicely Jesus can clean our soul. Isn't that a nice penny?
Yeah.
Let's pass that one right on down there. Look at it and pass it down to see. It used to look a little darker than this one. When we go to Jesus and ask him to forgive us of our sins, he can make our soul as clean as it can be, as clean as it was when we were born, before we sinned, or before we were born, can make us clean like this penny was made clean. Oop, now this other one took a little longer to clean up. Sometimes our sin is a little harder to get rid of than other times. And with this particular penny, that's exactly what happened, is it took a little longer to get clean than that first one. And so I'll just show you here. See that one that was all nice and dark. See Josiah over there? That was shiny. That one that was all nice and dark is now clean. And that's exactly what Jesus does for us. It makes our soul, he makes our souls nice and clean, just as that vinegar and salt made these pennies clean. I'd like to read a couple of verses here. Well, here in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, Paul writes, For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. You know, Christ will die for those who aren't worth it. But they are, because worth it. They can't save themselves. And in verse 8, it says, But God commandeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So Christ died for those and for us who sin and can make our souls clean again. Well, I hope that as you grow older and you realize that you have done wrong and have sinned, that you can go to Jesus, and just like these pennies were made nice and clean, he can make your soul nice and clean as well. Okay, let's go ahead and pause for prayer before we leave. Father in heaven, we thank you for the blessing that it is to come before you, Lord, to ask for forgiveness when we sin. We thank you for dying on the cross for our sins, and we thank you for wanting us to live with you forever in heaven. We lift the children up before you, Lord, that the word that is sown in their heart, Lord, each day as they're at home, as they come to church, as they listen to your word, as they read your word, as they spend time with you, Lord, that you would fill them with your spirit, give them strength and endurance. We lift them up before you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, let's go back to our seats.